My name is Maggie. I live in Cardiff. I've lived in Cardiff for 24 years. However, a few years after moving here, I was diagnosed with recessive retinitis pigmentosa. Well, the last year in lockdown has been very lonely with isolation because normally I'm very active. I'm out every day. I swim every day, I play VI tennis, meet friends, tea. But the last lockdown, not going anywhere, has been extremely isolated, lonely, and tearful on times as well. I didn't go anywhere from the house for first lockdown. I stayed in the garden, tried to get some exercise in my own garden, fell twice, injured myself twice. I've got a good sized garden, but I tried running around it. But the lifeline is the telephone, basically. I have IT stuff here, but it's speaking to somebody because I live on my own. I'm conversing with people lifts you. And site life has been absolutely fantastic with all the things that they provided during lockdown. I enjoy the quizzes and some of the chats in the afternoon. It helps your brain. It's a bit of banter and it reduces that feeling of social isolation because social isolation is dreadful for anyone. It's not the same as talking to family. Your family can phone regularly, but that's not quite the same as having that outside conversation, talking to people on the quiz, various people from various parts of Cardiff, nothing to do with disability. We all talk about other things. And it's very interesting because we learn off each other as well. And I found site life has been extremely supportive in that way. And not only our site life in Cardiff, because I joined one of the two groups from Swansea as well. I joined the music group and I bought some CDs. And it's just different people to talk to. Different interests, and as I say, it keeps the brain active as well. I do have an iPad, but I have not been able to shop online. I've struggled to shop online. I've always struggled with that, so I couldn't order anything. I would spend hours trying to do it. So my daughter has my large grocery delivery regularly for me, and I do miss shopping. I love shopping because I like to go out and choose my own things. The thing is, now I feel I've changed as a person myself. I don't want to do those things anymore. It's the fear as well of getting something. That's the big thing. I go to the park every day for a walk. I've not been anywhere for the last couple of months. My daughter came out from Easter, now he's allowed. It's the fear of becoming ill, catching the virus, and that is still with me. But I am going out for the first time to town on Saturday, and that fear is still there. But it is better now that I've had my vaccinations. I feel more confident now and safer to go out and about because I've had both my vaccinations. Positives, I've saved money. And there are really nice people out there who all participate in communicating with each other when we're all self-isolating. I have a neighbour opposite who I very rarely spoke to. We see each other, but I can't see across the road. We acknowledge each other. I know who she is. I know they're there. But she brings me a cooked dinner every Sunday. And that's a positive outcome. When I went swimming, I used to meet a friend. We'd go over together. But I was quite capable of getting off the bus and popping in myself. I think it's just having some company now because I've lost out on company. I've got no friends or family living near me. What I did discover was the community transport bus because after the last lockdown, I started to use the Vest bus to go to the VI tennis, which is very, very helpful. Maintain communication over the telephone with the people from site. Like, it is a lifeline. It is really a lifeline because I've got to know these people quite well over the phone in the last year. We have to keep the phone groups going. During lockdown, I did learn a few more IT things. I did struggle with IT stuff during lockdown. I'm still struggling with some things. And I did miss the ability to pop in and ask somebody for help because I struggled to do things on my own.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created. But some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space, be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.